Ohio's congressional map divides Summit County into four jagged, meandering pieces, making it, along with Cuyahoga County, the most divided in the state. And unlike Cuyahoga, none of the four members of Congress who represent Summit County lives in the county. In the first part of our series, Gerrymandering, Shading the Lines, WKSU's Mark Earhart reports on what that does when it comes to representing the area in D.C.
I'm standing in North Akron, just a few blocks from the Sand Run Metro Park. Out in a straight line heading just 4 miles southwest from this spot, you could travel through all four of Summit County's congressional districts. But how long would it take to drive through and hit each one?
It was a bumpy ride starting in David Joyce's 14th district. I zigzagged through Tim Ryan's 13th district, heading south into Marsha Fudge's 11th. A city bus slowed me down as I turned near downtown to shoot across the west side of the city to finish in the 16th district.
We're here in Jim Renace's district at just about 20 minutes. In just about 20 minutes, you can drive through all four congressional districts in the greater Akron metro area.
And not one of these districts has a representative that lives in the county.
Who represents Akron and dismembered Summit County? A close examination, the congressional map shows stubby little fingers moving block by block across the county.
Ned Hill is a professor at Ohio State University. He testified this fall to a working group of four state legislators studying how Ohio divides up its 16 congressional districts. Hill and about three dozen others concluded not very well for those interested in representative government and who believe congressional map making should do it all to keep cities, counties, and communities together.
Does Tim Ryan, representing Ohio's 13th district, wake up every morning and begins by reading the Beacon Journal, or is it Youngstown's Vindicator? Does Marsha Fudge begin her day with Cleveland's Plain Dealer or the Beacon? Does David Joyce primarily represent metropolitan Cleveland, Akron, or rural Northeast Ohio? Nobody represents Summit County.
Gary Barker, a commercial real estate appraiser who lives in Greene, says he feels grossly underrepresented in Congress by districts that stretch 50 miles or more to the north, east, and west.
I can walk to three districts from my house, and you would think, okay, well then, maybe I'm really represented. Maybe I could call three different people if I have a problem, and they all care about my area, sure. But each one of those representatives, and we're talking about Fudge, Renacci, and Ryan, live more than a 30-minute drive from my house.
To Barker, that means issues specific to Akron and Summit County can be pushed aside in favor of constituencies in Cleveland, Youngstown, or Worcester. Democrat Marsha Fudge represents Ohio's 11th district, stretching from Cleveland south through Fairlawn and into downtown Akron. She was asked about the impact of the congressional map at the Akron Press Club in 2014.
So when you're in a district that's more and more red, you don't worry about trying to work with people in districts that are more and more blue because you are playing to your base. So it does have a tremendous effect. There's no question about it.
Ohio's congressional lines are drawn by the state legislature every 10 years, with the party in power pulling the strings. It was Republicans in 2011 who drew Ohio's current map using precise demographic and political data, packing the lion's share of likely Democratic voters into four of the state's 16 districts and tilting the other districts the Republicans' way. This left Summit County with two Republican and two Democratic representatives.
Summit County essentially is almost large enough to have one representative, one congressional representative. And the fact that we have four countywide is mind-boggling.
Amelia Sykes represents most of Akron in the Ohio House. She says the way the map is drawn fractures an area that voted mostly Democratic in the last presidential election.
It is very telling that the goal here is to pack certain types of voters so that they are not competitive with others.
She says lawmakers are picking their voters instead of voters picking their lawmakers.
In the end, you know you're simply there as a guest and you don't have equal power or rights.
The map is scheduled to be drawn again after the 2020 census. If nothing changes, the party that controls Ohio's House and Senate and the governor's office, turbocharged with even more sophisticated ways of analyzing voter behavior, will determine where the lines go. But it's increasingly likely something will change as both state lawmakers and voter advocacy groups are developing alternatives to the map-making process to put before voters next year. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.